All right, we are going to bring in Jeff Fletcher, an old friend of ours that does a great job with the Orange County Register. And, of course, we knew Jeff up here when he was the beat writer who covered the A's. He's done all sorts of baseball work in his lifetime, and now he's on a team that is sort of getting the focus of Major League Baseball, and that's the Angels. Jeff, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Marty?
Oh, very good. Nice to have you with us. How's the family?
Everybody's good. Everybody keeps getting older.
Boy, it's amazing, isn't it? I knew him when the kids were just born, so I'm glad to have you on the show. But the way I started this thing, the Angels all of a sudden, and it's Mike Socha's last year of the contract, which is interesting as well. The Angels have scored more runs than anybody, and all of a sudden the whole world is watching the Angels and waiting for the next Ohtani moment. How do you like that?
They're definitely a very interesting team now, and obviously Ohtani is the focus of everybody because he's, this unique talent. But then you remember they also have Mike Trout, who is the best player in baseball. And they also have Albert Pujols, who is obviously no longer, one of the top players in baseball, but he's still a guy who's coming up on 3,000 hits. And, when you write baseball history, Albert Pujols is high up in that description. So it's a very interesting team for sure.
Well, with all the attention on Ohtani, I imagine Trout is sort of, I don't want to say under the radar, but he can just do his thing and not everyone's looking at him all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been kind of that way with the Angels because, they're not a huge high-profile team where there's, they're not on national TV a lot and there's not like a huge throng of media following them around. So I think Trout has kind of mostly sort of played his career, I don't want to say in obscurity, but he's done it quietly, sort of away from the major spotlight. And that's just continued now because everybody's watching Ohtani.
Well, Jeff Fletcher with us. He covers the Angels for the Orange County Register. 98 runs, I think I saw that today. And this is Socha's last year. What happens with Mike Socha? Does it depend on how the team finishes up?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably fair. I don't think there's anybody around the decision makers of the Angels that have any problem with Mike Socha or looking to get rid of him or, if this weren't the last year, I don't think we would even be talking about it. But, like we saw with Joe Girardi with the Yankees, if your contract's up, that's a lot of time when people make changes, whether, there's really a need to make one or not. But it's just if you feel like you want to make a change, the time to do it is when the contract's up. So that's certainly something that will come up when the season ends. But if the Angels continue playing like they are and they have a good season and a deep run in October, then I wouldn't anticipate Mike Socha going anywhere.
Did you see this coming this year? I mean, let's face it, Ohtani and spring training, we saw you guys all the time, and it was sort of like watching a train wreck all the time with him. And then all of a sudden, out of the box, the light switch flips, and the guy turns into literally Babe Ruth. Did you see this coming?
I thought all along that he was going to be fine as a pitcher. I think that everybody sort of feels like that's his primary skill, and you could see the stuff was so good and the velocity and the break on his splitter, and you just knew that no matter what happened in spring training, he was going to be fine as a pitcher. As a hitter, I think there was a lot of skepticism of how well he was going to be able to hit even before spring training started. There was skepticism, if he could even do it. Forget the talent that he's got, but you're talking about hitters in the big leagues hit every single day. If you're stopping for 3 days every week to be a pitcher, then how do you keep your timing and your mechanics and all that kind of stuff? So that alone was reason enough for skepticism. But he has managed to do it. It's been pretty impressive. I don't expect him to hit 350 all year, but, as long as he's doing it, it's fun to watch.
It's funny. I remember when I first came to the Bay Area in 72 when Vida Blue pitched. And Charlie Finley, of course, loved the big crowds, and he would manipulate it. So Vida always had that Monday night, half-price night. They'd have 50,000 people there. And Mark Fidrich, I remember, was such a – during the 70s was so exciting for the Tigers. And Ohtani's kind of like that a little bit. Now he pitches tomorrow. I assume if you get the game in today, he's on for tomorrow. We'll probably see him next Sunday against the Giants. But – I got the feeling every time this guy's going to pitch you, it's going to be a sellout.
Well, when last Sunday was his first home game that he pitched, and it was packed. It was, not just packed, but people showing up early. And I think that's kind of what you're going to see. I mean, it'll be interesting tomorrow because tomorrow you know, we're in Kansas City and it's freezing, so the weather's terrible. We'll see what kind of crowd they get for tomorrow. But then, you know, when he faces the Giants a week from tomorrow, I'm sure it'll be a zoo and a crazy atmosphere again.
Well, it's going to be fun. All right, Jeff Fletcher with us. All right, that's Ohtani. We talk a little bit about Pujols and Trout. But a team is 12-3. It's their best start. I think you got to go back to 1979 when they were in the playoffs and they lost to the Orioles that year. What about the rest of the team? There probably are names that we're not thinking about who are contributing big time.
Yeah, I mean, they looked on paper like they were going to have a much better offense this year. And if their pitching was just healthy, they looked like they had a chance to have a very good team. And so far, the offense has been great. They got Zach Cozart added to the offense, who had a great year last year in the National League. Ian Kinsler came over, who was barely even played because he had a groin injury, but you know, he came in, he had a home run in his first at bat off the DL the other night, and last night he had three hits and drove in the go-ahead run. And, you know, even some of their guys off the bench, you know, Luis Valbuena and Jeffrey Marte and these guys, that, you know, even Angels fans are not, don't consider to be big parts of the team. They're off to good starts, too. Andrelton Simmons, who is mostly a defensive guy, I think he has the most hits in the major leagues. So they've got a lot of guys contributing. Their bullpen has been really good so far, although they've had to pitch a little too much because the starters haven't gotten as deep as they'd like. So that might be sort of a ticking time bomb to see if they can maintain that. But they're definitely hitting on all cylinders right now.
Boy, what a story. Now, Houston, of course, is anointed as the best team in the world. They won the World Series, and everybody's conceding the division to them. And you, I guess you bring up the good point, and that is, do the Angels have enough pitching to sustain it? And who knows, but that seems to be the one question.
Yeah, I mean, they've got some guys who are pitching pretty well right now, but they don't really have, you know, an ace. They don't have, obviously, a Justin Verlander. Garrett Richards has the potential to be that guy. No matter how good Ohtani is, I don't think you can call him that guy because he only pitches once a week. So I think that if they are still looking really good in June or July, I could see them kind of using up some of their prospect capital that they've acquired recently and trying to go get, you know, a really good starting pitcher from somebody, you know, Michael Fulmer, Julio Teheran, that caliber of guy, I think would be on their shopping list in June or July if they are still looking to be one of the better teams in baseball.
Well, exciting, exciting. Jeff Fletcher, Orange County Register. Now, you were there for Bonds. You know, you and I had a bet. I remember when your son was born.
Yeah.
You know,
daughter.
With your daughter. Who would hit the home run or the baby would come first? I forget what it was. But, you covered Bonds during the home run years, and now you cover this guy. Is there a comparison?
Are we talking about Ohtani?
Yeah, just the excitement of
So far, it's pretty crazy because the, you know, the Japanese media contingent is, you know, there's 50 extra people here covering him on a regular day. And on the days he pitches, it's like 100 extra people. There was never that with Bonds. And, but, you know, you go into every new city and everybody there wants to talk about him and they want to talk to everybody on the other team about him. And it is kind of a, there's a lot of novelty to it, and it does remind me of, you know, when Bonds was coming up to the records and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
also,
good.
You can't talk to Ohtani very much.
Yeah, what about that? Does he speak any English at all?
I think he speaks a little bit. He seems to communicate with his teammates okay. He does have an interpreter. He doesn't really talk to the media at all in English. He uses his interpreter, and he's only available after games. He's only available, really, either the days he plays. So like today, he's not talking to anybody. On, you know, the day after he pitches, he won't talk to anybody. So it's kind of limited what you can get out of him. So it's a little bit mysterious in that way that you don't really get a lot of insight into what's going on in his head. But it's definitely unique.
Boy, and here, you know, it's amazing the subplots of this whole thing. We're going to see it next weekend, Giants and Angels. So it's going to be fun to see it down in Anaheim. But here's Pujols, and you said it, one of the greatest players of all time, a dead bang Hall of Famer, 600 home runs. He's coming up on 3,000 hits, and he's another guy that, you know, he's not. I read in the, you know, the little summaries, Pujols hit a home run and that's that, or, you know, 25 hits away or 15 hits away, but he's sort of been engulfed by Ohtani too.
Yeah, well, I mean, first he sort of got engulfed by Trout, and you know, and then he kind of drifted off into the shadows. And a lot of Angels fans really actually don't like Pujols because he's never been as good as he was with the Cardinals. So they don't care how good he used to be or how good his career is. They just care how good he is now. And, you know, Mike Trout was obviously the big star. Now Ohtani comes along, and so now Pujols gets kind of shoved even further down the line. And I think that although Pujols would never admit it, I'm sure it eats at him a little bit. And he's, you know, hitting the ball really well right now, and he is coming up to 3,000 hits. And I'm sure he deep down would appreciate getting a little notice that, like, hey, I'm still here, and, you know, talk to me when Ohtani's got 600 home runs and 3,000 hits and that kind of thing.
Very good. All right, it's Game 7. You got to hand the ball to one pitcher on that Angel team to start a Game 7. Who is it?
Oh, boy. I didn't think it's today. It would have to be Garrett Richards. I mean, okay. He's their most experienced, most talented pitcher. Well, I mean, Ohtani's probably the most talented, but he's still, you know, he's only pitched 2 games in the major league, so
okay.
Who knows? Garrett Richards has been in big games. And I think that he would probably be the guy you would have to pick. There's no Game 7s in April, though, so we have a while.
All right. Hey, great to have you on, as always. Nice to have you on, and good luck to you, and hello to the family. And we hope to see you up here soon, Jeff. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right. That is Jeff Fletcher, Orange County Register. Spent many, many games with him when he was covering the Giants, the A's, and everything else, and did the Giants magazine for a while. So that was a good report.